Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, Courtney Johnson from the Twin Cities Area Chapter of the American Red Cross talks about the first aid, CPR, and automated electric defibrillator, or AED, courses available through the Red Cross.
AEDs are popping up all over the place. One of the things is if somebody was to have a heart attack or something where they stopped breathing and their heart stopped, it's always important to help them right away. So if you call 911, it could be up to 5 minutes before the officials come or the paramedics or the EMTs come to help. So if you see somebody drop and starts having trouble, if you're trained, it's better for them to get help as soon as possible after the event rather than waiting for 5 minutes for the emergency responders to come. So if you're trained in first aid and CPR and can start working on a person right away, that time is just invaluable as far as saving the person's life. So one of the things, I don't know the exact statistic, but CPR, when you get down to it, isn't incredibly effective. It's only effective something like 20% of the time, and I'm not, 100% sure of that. But with an AED, that can shock the person's heart back to life, and that is invaluable. And that's something that, until recently, only professional rescuers had that. Now they've kind of come out with a model where they've kind of dumbed down the process, if you will. It's extremely user-friendly. There are pictures. The machine literally talks you through, it'll tell you in its, a little computer voice to place the pads on the chest, and there are graphics on the box, and then it'll tell you to, clear, and then you hit the other button. It's very user-friendly, but there is a class that can teach you how to do that, and most of the time those are bundled with CPR classes, so you can learn both, because it really is a process that goes hand in hand. To springboard, one of the things that we're doing, 2007 we're calling the year to get ready. And with that, we are trying to get one person in every family trained in CPR. So the theory is kind of, if you were at home, what happened if something happened to you? Would there be one person in your family who's trained to help you? Eventually, we'd like to get an AED on every block. So if something, if your neighbor's out shoveling snow this time of year and something happens, heaven forbid, that somebody would be within the distance to get an AED from the Joneses, who everybody knows where, their AED is and that they can use it for anybody on the block and go down and help save their lives, potentially. So yeah, it's incredibly important that people know these life-saving skills. You never know when you're going to use it. The best thing that could happen is that you get trained and you never have to use it. But if you need to use it, it's just going to be one of those skills that you'll be so happy you have. The day that I took first aid through the Red Cross, I was at Target that evening, and there was a woman who had a medical situation in the, little eatery area of the Target. So as I was walking out, Targets are so big, I wasn't in the right part of the store, but I could hear the employees over their radios being like, oh, there's a code 15 or whatever in the eatery. I was like, oh, I kind of wonder what that is. But, had I been walking in just a few minutes later and seen that, I could have been the one who, would have kind of helped during that situation. So you never know when you're going to need to use those potentially life-saving skills.
To sign up for a course in your area, visit www.redcross.org. For more emergency preparedness tips, visit WhatHappensNow.com and click on Be Prepared.